About $4.5 billion in income tax revenues annually are constitutionally allocated to public and higher education in Utah. The Utah legislature is proposing a new section in the state constitution meant to assure educators that public school funding is protected for the future, even though lawmakers hope to remove the current constitutional requirement that income tax revenues fund public education. Park City School District Business Administrator Todd Hauber says it's too early to say if it's better or worse for public education.
I think that's the question that's being proposed by USBA leadership. They're actually wanting the presentations like we had on Tuesday night to talk about this proposed language for the Constitution. And in your judgment, you know, board members, do you think this is a superior or a better constitutional provision than what we have currently? Or are we better off with current language?
Utah constitutional amendments can be proposed by either the House of Representatives or the Senate. They require a two-thirds vote in the legislature, followed by a majority approval by Utah voters at the ballot box. While Utah's general fund ran a deficit of $50 million last year, the state carried a surplus of $120 million from income tax revenues. Because income tax revenues are constitutionally restricted to funding public and higher education, the surplus could not be used to pay down the deficit in the general fund. Hauber says the recent bill is meant to solve a short-term deficit problem for the state.
That's what it was intended to do. It fixed that problem immediately, and you move forward. And there still is money for growth costs in public education. There's money available for growth needs on the general fund side as well for the state. So it's, in its first step, takes care of the worst of the problems. It just doesn't really put a great foundation in place moving forward. And that's that debate that needs to happen during the session.
Hauber says public education is not worse off as a result of the governor signing the tax reform bill.
You know, there is still revenue coming. The income tax reduction didn't take away all of the increase in income tax. There is still money available. So it feels like any other year where we would have gone in and talked about the needs of public education. We're talking about $250 million in additional dollars that could be appropriated, as opposed to something that might have been closer to $400 or $500 million. But it doesn't leave public ed flapping in the wind.
Hauber will follow the tax reform issue through the 2020 legislative session, and a copy of the letter outlining the proposed constitutional changes to public education funding can be found on kpcw.org. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.